RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Time to talk fluoridation again here at RCR. Two things to talk about with Mary Byrne, National Coordinator of Fluoride Free NZ, back on RCR this morning. Hi, Mary.
Oh, hi, Paul. How are you?
Not too bad. Two things to touch on. We'll get to Tauranga City Council in just a moment, but some news that's come through, in the last 12, 14 hours or so. You've got it posted as number one thing on your website. The headline, I'll read the headline, breaking news, US federal court finds fluoridation poses an unreasonable risk to human health. Wow.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah.
That's really big.
It's as big as it gets, isn't it? And that's as big as it gets right there.
Wow, yeah. So what the ruling means is now the Environmental Protection Agency has to go and do a risk assessment on fluoridation. So they're required by law to do this risk assessment. And the ruling is really well written, and he explains exactly what the case has been and why the plaintiffs were correct in that. He's saying that the NTP that we've been talking about, that is the top science in the USA, so he's giving it that credence and saying, well, they found at least 1.5 part per million in the water causes neurological harm. And the judge also explains that the NTP in their systematic review found lower levels that caused harm as well. But even if we were only to look at the 1.5 part per million, you have to have a margin of safety because this is going out to millions of people. So normally, you know, there can be a margin of safety of 10, but in this situation, you actually need a margin of safety of 100. But even at 10, you're bringing it down to 0.15 part per million, which is a lot lower than what we have fluoridation. We wouldn't have fluoridation. You know, fluoridation in the USA is 0.7 parts per million, USA and Canada. And in New Zealand, it's a range between 0.7 and 1 with a target of 0.85. So we're one of the highest levels in the world. So we're way over what is considered safe, way over. And the judge also talks about the fluoride urine levels in pregnant women. And he talks about a bench dose analysis that's been done by this famous researcher. He's famous for his research on mercury. And he found that a dose that causes harm is 0.28 part per million.
Wow.
So they know. In the urine of women that the median in the USA was between sort of 0.8 and 1.86. And we know in New Zealand, the only study done on pregnant women was at found at 0.82 part per million. So basically what they're saying is on average, children will be losing about 3 or 4 IQ points from fluoridation. So some children will be losing a lot more and some children less.
So that's like an average, a median.
Yeah, and that's not talking about bottle-fed babies either, who is subjected to another huge amount of fluoride postnatally. And, you know, the study on that showing that's an average of about a 9 IQ point drop. So what this means, though, is that fluoridation is definitely at the end. So now it's a matter of time, and now it's a matter of how many more children in New Zealand are going to have their brains impaired, either lowered IQ or ADHD, anxiety, depression, or both, probably both in some ways for a lot of kids, until they stop it. That's where the question is now, because now it's irrefutable. I mean, it's irrefutable. It's been irrefutable for a long time that fluoride's a neurotoxin. And that should have stopped it. They should have stopped it years ago because, of course, there's never been a margin of safety. But now we have, you know, the top science body in the USA that have done all the proper research, they've got all the studies, they've got more studies, and they're of higher quality than they were for lead when lead was stopped in 1996. So what we're talking about with fluoridation is basically they're putting lead in the water. We could just swap the word fluoride.
Yeah,
for
why
lead.
Don't we just swap it over? Yeah, and be done with it. I take it that at these very low levels, even if you were to make a case for teeth, that we're at such low levels that they probably wouldn't make any difference for teeth in the end anyway. So it's there's that as well. So what's the point, eh? What is the point?
What is the point? I mean, it must just be to do with saving face. So I'd say saving face and trying to not have people lose trust in the Ministry of Health. And, you know, I don't know how much pressure the phosphate fertilizer industry puts on the government or anything. You know, I don't know. But we all know that instead of having to pay for their toxic waste, they can now...
They
sell it. So yeah. But I think that people need to go back to their councils. There was Carmarau was meant to be starting on the 1st, Tararua starting on the 1st, Horowhenua starting in December, I think. Tauranga starting in November. So everyone needs to go back to their councils and tell their mayor and councillors to read the ruling. What people need to grasp, but what these councillors and that need to grasp, is that this is like lead. And that's what I think a lot of people are missing. Even people who have come to understand that fluoridation's not a good idea, I don't think many people really grasp how significant it is.
Yeah, and how poisonous.
How poisonous, because, yeah, I mean, the neurotoxicity is just one aspect. So that's one aspect that we've now proven. But there's a lot more going on than just that, because it is highly toxic and it makes everything else more toxic than it was.
Presumably the Director General of Health for New Zealand is aware of this.
Well, yes, she will be by now. So what she's going to do, I don't know. But there needs to be pressure brought upon everybody. You know, all of the politicians, the local council, first of all, the local councillors, they're the ones that should stop now. And they should join together, because there's a whole raft of the councils that were all hesitant. They didn't want to do it. None of these newly directed councils would have done it if it hadn't been for the directive. They weren't fluoridating. So they wouldn't have done it. And then especially they wouldn't have done it with the amount of public opposition that they've been, you know, subject to.
If there was a directive to put lead in the water, do you think they'd follow it?
Well, that's right. And I've actually been saying that to councillors. I've written to some of the councils and said, look, if this was lead, you would do everything in your power not to put this in the drinking water. So you've got to go and do your research. And once you do the research, then you understand that this is what we're talking about. And then you will do everything not to. So all they need to do now, actually, all those councils, is they just need to say no.
Yeah, well, that's what I keep banging on about and have said to even councillors. Why don't you just say no? But then it's the law, as if it's written in, you know, at Mount Rushmore, you know, up there with the president's faces.
Yeah. So what they're scared of, see, if it was lead, they would know that they would win a court case.
Ah, I see.
Right? Yep. So, you know, no court in the country would make them put lead. So what they've all been scared of is that with it being fluoride, well, it could end up in court and the court agree with the government. But I think now that we have this ruling, there's no way a court will agree. There's no way.
Well, you can't prove it. You can't prove it. So to the Tauranga City Council, they wanted a delay in putting fluoride in their water. Why is that being refused then by the Director General of Health? Do we know? Because that's the other story.
Yeah, well, that happened before this ruling came out. And it just seems that they're just so hell-bent. You know, they're not interested in the science or the truth or anything like that. They're just pushing ahead. But I think now with this ruling, the Tauranga Council should turn around and say no. So I noticed that the mayor had said when he was on RCR.
Yeah, Mahi Drysdale, yep.
Yeah, he said to you that for him what it came down to was choice. And while I totally agree with choice and you know, it should never have gone in the water because of choice, you know, because of respect for other people. You don't spike their drink. But
totally.
But what I would say is that tells me he doesn't fully understand the issue, because people like myself and, you know, all of the other people around the country that have been pushing back on this, as much as we agree with him on choice, and that does make us annoyed, I don't think any of us would spend as much time and effort, you know, and energy as what we have done if it was only about that issue of choice. If there was nothing wrong with fluoride, but, you know, we wanted the choice. I mean, I know I wouldn't have done everything I've done.
Too much of an effort. Too much of an effort, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, but the reasons I have is because I've known right from the start that this is a really harmful thing. And I know that some people are hypersensitive to fluoride and they spend their lives being unwell. And, of course, only the lucky ones figure out it's because of what's in the water.
Yeah.
And then the other part that has really spurred me on is that, because what I realised was that the government and the media lie. And then if they can lie to us about something as serious as putting a poison in the drinking water, then what it means is that we don't have any rights. So that's what I was thinking 25 years ago, that it was such an important thing that we have to demand that we have some rights. And if they can poison us, and not just poison us with any old thing, I mean, it's so obvious. You don't take phosphate fertilizer waste out of their chimneys and put it into people's drinking water.
No.
Same
thing. Yeah. All right. Well, I hope Dr. Diana Safati is listening, and the mayor of Tauranga is listening. Oh, now there's the petition as well. Where's that at?
Oh, yeah. So we've got 11,400 and something online, and we would have at least a couple of thousand in a paper version right now. But I would hope that people can please get on. If you haven't signed, sign it and share it if you have signed. And if you would, try and get other signatures. So you can download the paper version from our website. And, you know, get another 10 signatures or something and post it back to us.
It's not bad, 11,000. That's not bad, Mary. It's not bad.
It's not bad, but, you know, there'll be hundreds of thousands of people in New Zealand that are opposed to fluoridation.
Yeah, you've got to get it out there.
Reaching them.
And folk can go to fluoridefree.org.nz, and I think you've got a petitions page that they can open from there.
Yeah, it's the first thing that comes up.
Yep. All right, Mary, thanks for coming back on. Mary Byrne, National Coordinator of Fluoride Free NZ. Stunning to hear about that court decision, federal court decision in the US. And stunning in a way to hear what the Director General of Health has commanded the Tauranga City Council to do. We'll follow that one.
Thanks a lot, Paul. It's been great.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.